This is KUT. Monday marks the beginning of early voting on Proposition 1, which will decide regulations for ride-hailing companies such as Uber and Lyft in Austin. In the meantime, voters are being inundated with claims from both sides, including the effect Uber and Lyft may have had on DWI arrests in the city. Supporters cite numbers that show an 18-23% drop in arrests since the companies came to town. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, that causation is nearly impossible to prove.
Austin Police Lieutenant Blake Johnson puts it this way.
Unless you had a poll taker riding with every Uber driver when they picked up an intoxicated passenger who polled them directly, was this the deciding factor for you not to drink and drive, and recorded it accurately, could you truly say that that's the fact?
But Huey Fisher believes it's an easier leap to make.
We don't need to go to those links to determine whether there's a correlation here or a possible causation.
Fisher's with the Uber and Lyft-funded PAC Ride-Sharing Works for Austin. He concedes a true direct correlation's hard to prove. But what's clear is a change in how Austin residents get around.
We can investigate it and apply a lot of scrutiny, or we can just acknowledge that this has been a tremendous culture shift for our community.
Well, let's do investigate that for a second. According to a letter written by Travis County Sheriff Greg Hamilton back in December, DWI arrests fell 16% in 2014. He says those numbers came from APD statistics. So I got the raw numbers from APD too. Granted, I'm no statistician. But when I calculate the percentage decrease from DWI arrests in 2013 to 2014, I get a 3.4% decrease. Not 16%. The sheriff also writes that DWI arrests increased from 2011 to 2013. That's right. But the number of DWI arrests in 2010 were just as high as those in 2013. Math aside, there are a lot of other factors that could affect DWI arrest numbers. First, APD added a third DWI unit last year, meaning that officers are now out 7 days a week looking for intoxicated drivers. Arguably, more cops on the road more days should lead to a jump in arrests. Instead, arrests dropped by APD's calculations by 2% from year to date. That being said, APD's power is still limited. Here's Lieutenant Johnson again.
Anybody could surmise that on any given night, depending on how many DWIs we make, that there's a lot of other drunk drivers out there that we just aren't getting to. There's you know, it's impossible to say, and we'll never know.
Regardless, Johnson and Police Chief Art Acevedo say having more options, like Uber and Lyft, is clearly a good thing. If you've been drinking, having another way to get home that doesn't include getting behind the wheel is always a great thing. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.